16. Mrs. Tassenbaum came bolting out of the Carol Laff's driveway and onto Turtleback Lane in second gear, the old pickup truck's engine over-cranking. If there'd been an RPM gauge on the dashboard, the needle would undoubtedly have been redlining, the few tools in the back tap-dancing crazily in the rusty bed. Roland had only a bit of the touch, hardly any at all compared to Jake, but he had met Stephen King and taken him down into the false sleep of hypnosis. That was a powerful bond to share, and so he wasn't entirely surprised when he touched the mind Jake hadn't been able to reach. It probably didn't hurt that King was thinking about them. He often does on his walks, Roland thought. When he's alone, he hears the song of the turtle and knows that he has a job to do, one he's shirking. Well, my friend, that ends today. If, that was, they could save him. He leaned past Jake and looked at the woman. Can't you make this God's cursed thing go faster?
Yes, she said, I believe I can.
And then to Jake, can you really read minds, son, or is that only a game you and your friend play?
I can't read them exactly, but I can touch them, Jake said. I hope to hell that's the truth, she said, because Turtleback's hilly and only one lane wide in places. If you send someone coming the other way, you have to let me know.
I will.
Excellent, said Irene Tassenbaum.
She bared her teeth in a grin. Really, there was no longer any doubt. This was the best thing that had ever happened to her, the most exciting thing. Now, as well as hearing those singing voices, she could see faces in the leaves of the trees on the sides of the road, as if they were being watched by a multitude. She could feel some tremendous force gathering all around them, and she was possessed by a sudden giddy notion that if she floored the gas pedal of Chip McAvoy's old rusty pickup, it might go faster than the speed of light. Powered by the energy she sensed around them, it might outrace time itself.